You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. Did you happen to catch the argument between Bill O'Reilly and Geraldo the other night regarding a drunk driving case? O'Reilly said that the drunk driver who ended up killing a couple of young girls shouldn't have been in the country in the first place. Geraldo said it's a drunk driving issue. Well, they're both right. Are all illegal immigrants into the United States coming to commit crime? No, we can't say that. But a lot do. Here's another sad story. It comes from KSL.com. Syracuse police are searching for a man accused of raping an 11-year-old girl. Syracuse police say they have enough evidence to charge Benito Martinez with first-degree rape, but they have to find him. The suspect's been missing since the incident that happened early Saturday morning. Police say he was renting a room in a house where the other families were living, including the 11-year-old victim. Police say he's in the country illegally. He's been living in Syracuse for the last 6 months. They are concerned that he may try to escape charges in Mexico. They also say that the family of the victim reported the crime right away and have been helpful with police. You know, it's a no-brainer when it comes to this. Immigration into another country should be encouraged. Illegal immigration should be discouraged at all counts. It's proven that the illegal immigrants that are coming into the United States are committing crimes. The cities that are safe havens for the illegal immigrants because they won't do anything about them are contributing to these crimes, and we see these stories day after day, and now we have an 11-year-old girl raped by an illegal alien. Geraldo and O'Reilly are both right, and I think we're all right when border control needs to be discussed and something needs to be done. I'm Dana Pretzer.